And this is the Screaming Eagle of Soul. It's musician Charles Bradley. He recently spoke to our colleague David Green.
Charles Bradley has a James Brown kind of sound, doesn't he? Well, for a long time, he was a James Brown impersonator. He only recently found mainstream success. At 67, he's out with his third album. It's called Changes. And to understand the emotion behind the title song, you really have to return to Bradley's childhood, when he and his mom separated.
You know, I just really didn't know my mom too good. I was kind of hooked on my grandmother. So it just sort of seemed like I was like the black sheep of the family. So I ran away, and I was 14, and I left on my own.
On his own and homeless on the streets of New York City.
Living in the subway trains, and police just come there with a nightstick and say, you can't sleep here. I get up and go across the street, get on another train, go back the other way.
After that, he moved around a lot, to California, to Canada, to Maine. Eventually, one person was able to bring him back home, his mom.
Your mom, when she convinced you to come to her and to your brother in New York, she said she wanted to get to know you. Did you get to know her?
Oh, the last 12 years of my life, of her life. Ooh, she showed me a lot of things. Maybe that's why I can hold up now and try to be strong. The day before she died, she said, tell Charles to come in my room. And I came in the room. I said, yeah, Mom. She said, now I can tell you my heart. She said, you're my heart, son.
So I would love to listen to a little bit of the song, the title song on this album, Changes.
Changes.
It's a Black Sabbath song, and it's on the album. I mean, had you planned to put it on this album before your mom passed away?
Tom Brennan had asked me to learn that.
This is your producer.
And I never heard that song before. But when I listened to the lyrics, it's the last verses on that song just stuck to my heart. It took so long to realize. I can still hear her last goodbye.
I can still hear her last goodbye. And now all my day I feel with tears. Wish I could go back.
Mr. Bradley, I have heard that you have even more emotions when you sing this song now since she passed away.
Yeah. One thing she said, son, this world is not your home. You're just passing through. She said, keep being a good son. Keep doing the right things you're doing. Maybe the world don't hear your cry, but in heaven, God heard your cry.
Do you have anything that you would tell people who, you know, feel very alone in this life and have lost people and have gone through a lot of things by themselves?
You know, it was like I did the show the other night, and I got off stage. I saw it. I was singing Changes, and I went to the audience. And I always try to get in the back of the audience because a lot of people that really want to get close to me and I want to get close to them. So I got maybe about in the middle of it. And this young guy came to me and he was crying. And I look at him, he said, Charles Bradley, he said, my brother died last night. And he said, the words that you put in your Changes, he said, I felt that. And he started crying, and I just broke down with him and cried with him because I really felt this guy love. And I understand. I said, well, son, let me tell you one thing. Your brother is right up in heaven with my mom. They're looking down on us right now. So just knowing that your brother's in a better place and he ain't got to worry about all these trials and tribulations down here no more.
And we sit there, I cried with him about 2 or 3 minutes. And then my tour manager said, Charles, it's time to go, because you gotta go back on stage.
I have to say, I wish I had known you and been able to listen to this song when I lost my mother suddenly a decade ago. I think talking to you would have helped a lot.
She's in a better place. And I say the same thing to you that I said to the young guy the other day. They up there looking down at us. So I know, like Mom says, this world is not my home. I love everything in it, and I have showed it with my dignity and my heart from my childhood, from my adulthood. That's why my mom told me who I was. And she said, son, keep pushing. And it's easy to give up, and it's hard to keep going forward. But I chose to keep going forward.
Charles Bradley talking with our colleague David Green about his new album, Changes. Everything I've been-